Well, I hope you are having a great day. I was then to begin with tonight with our elders, and then Mickey and I swapped out. She's spending some time with them. We try to do that at least every other month on a Wednesday night. Good to have all of you here tonight. I have worked on a message for tonight. I'm going to put it back in the oven a while, okay? Because while we were out in the Cummins area earlier, Pastor Stefan from India walked in and was not preaching anywhere, or thought he wasn't preaching anywhere tonight. And we are honored to have you in the house, Pastor Stefan. Now, we have a number of folks that may not have met you. Would you mind coming on up here? You can just come around here. And I did ask him earlier, could he share a little bit, testimony, whatever's on his heart. But I want to talk to you a few minutes first. Would you welcome the man of God all the way from India, Pastor Stefan? Amen. Thank you for being instant in season and out of season. Come right on up here. I want you to just introduce yourself more fully to our people here at Grace House. And I know you're from India. Exactly what part of India are you from? North, south, east, west?
South.
Okay. Down below Mumbai?
I'm close to Bangalore, if anybody familiar with that, which is the Silicon Valley of India right now.
And you're here stateside doing a preaching tour?
I'm doing preaching tour. I did it in Florida. I went to South Carolina, Myrtle Beach. And then last Sunday, I preached in Mississippi. And then today I'm here because I was not preaching. I said, Dale, let's go to Grace House and see Pastor Eddie. I watch him every morning, his nuggets. So, and I thought it's good to come and meet Pastor Eddie.
And I asked him, well, where are you going next? And he said, Phoenix, Arizona. I said, well, I'm leaving Monday going to Phoenix, and we're going to the same place in Arizona. So I think the Lord just wanted us just to have a little time together.
Amen.
Thank you for being here tonight. Now, I don't want to tell you what to share, but I do want to make one request. When I had lunch with you a couple of years ago now, I guess, you shared a story with me about your mother's mm-hmm. conversion.
Mm-hmm.
And if it would be possible, I would love for our people to hear that. And whatever else might be on your heart, if you could share for a little bit. And I know that we would probably have a number of people. I know you have a strong anointing on your life.
Thank you.
For the laying on of hands. And what a beautiful Wednesday night just to have the man of God laying hands on people and imparting. So if you want to preach a little bit, and just we want to turn you loose ministering. And when it gets time...
I really don't want to steal your time.
You're not. I'm giving it to you.
Okay. I'll take it. Thank you.
And when it gets time for, because of a school and everything, what we usually do, I can take the microphone and just dismiss people who need to get their children's school
right.
day tomorrow. But if there's ministry continuing in
sure.
altar, that's great. Okay?
Sure.
Once again, I'm going to pray. And then after I pray, I want you to one more time welcome the man of God. Stretch your hands this way. Father, thank you for my dear brother from India. Lord, you know what we need here tonight. We're hungry for more of you. Fresh touch from heaven. Manifestations of your glory. Have your way tonight. And Lord, bless Pastor Stefan. Bless his family. Lord, he has the Bible school, churches they've planted, so many things going on there that he oversees. We just speak your blessings over him in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, he did not ask for this. Yes, welcome him. He did not ask for this, but we want to bless him. So before you go, you can take those offering envelopes and just fill them out and put special offering at the bottom. You can text and just put special offering then followed by the amount, and we'll know what that's for because we want to bless him for dropping by and spending his time with us tonight.
Thank you.
Jump in there.
Thank you, Pastor. See, the Bible says God does unexpected things. Hallelujah. And that's what happened tonight to me. I just came to see Pastor Eddie preach because I watch him every morning, his nuggets. So I thought, okay, let me sit under the man of God and listen. And then he turned it over me. And then I did not ask for the offering. That's an additional blessing for the ministry. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor Eddie, and all the elders and the leaders of the church. Thank you for having me here. Of course, I just came to visit you all, but I'm here. I'm standing here. It's all because of the grace of God that I'm here. I will tell you how I came here thus far. It means not to this pulpit. In 1983, I gave my heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. But before 1983, my mother and father, they were born into Hindu families. Both come from Hindu background. And they somehow came to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Somebody preached them. Somebody told them about the Lord Jesus Christ. They gave their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ, and they were well-rooted in the Pentecostal church, and they grew up in the Word of God and prayer and faith and holiness. And both my father and mothers, they both were tongue-speaking believers. Early morning around 3:30 or 4, I could hear them praying in their bedroom, and sometimes I could hear in that prayer my name. Stephen. I did not know what they were praying, but I could hear Stephen. As I was growing up, I was not like this. I was not, as I'm looking innocent now, I was not innocent. No. I was a heathen. I was wicked. I was a sinner. I was an alcoholic. But thank God the power of cross and the blood of Jesus Christ set me free. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I know we all walked through the same way. We all came from that. And today we all have a testimony to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. How miraculously the Lord Jesus Christ has loved us, saved us, and washed us with his blood, and made our feet stand on the solid rock that we may not fall. Hallelujah. The Bible says, Corinthians, those who say, I'm standing, be careful. So we need to stand firm on the solid rock. Our feet are set on the solid rock. Lord Jesus Christ himself. So before that, before I got born again, so my mother used to, because I was wicked and heathen, my mother used to speak some, they were life. She was speaking life. She was not upset. She was not cursing. She was not angry. But she would always speak life into my life. She would say, my son, why do you do this? Why you have to be an alcoholic? Why you have to run away from the Lord? Why you don't come to church? So the same old story again. But I said, what do I get? Why do I need God? I will go to college, graduate, and become a police officer. My desire was to become a police officer. So make mucho pesos. That was my intention, bad intention, right? My becoming police officer was not a good intention, but make this. But my mother always told me, you will become a pastor. I asked her several times, how do you know? I'm not even going to church. I'm doing alcohol. I'm a wicked and heathen. And you already telling me that I will be a pastor? She said, not my words. And then I always asked her, how and why, how do you say? She said, I'm praying for you. I want to encourage all the mothers, those who are sitting here, and the fathers, if you are praying for your children, do not give up. Do not give up. The prayer of a righteous people availeth much, and it heals the sick. Not only it heals the sick, saves the sinner, delivers them, sets them free. The cross and the love will draw them closer to the cross and to the Lord Jesus Christ. Keep praying. I encourage you, keep praying for your children. Maybe there are some prodigal sons and daughters. So you are crying and praying one day, because the Bible says, cast out your bread on the water. After many days, it will come back to you. That's how the Lord is going to answer your prayer. Your prayers are not going to go in vain. Book of Revelation says, all your prayers are set before Him in the vessel. And all your prayer goes there. And He turns that and sends you the answer from heaven. So my mother always told me, you will become a pastor. So I became so alcoholic. So I sometimes would not come home late nights because my father, I used to be afraid of my father because he was a big. So I used to be. So my mother set up something with a pastor. I did not know that something was going on behind the scene. Something was going on. And this pastor is our relative. Our family, he belongs to our family. But he's the Baptist pastor, good pastor. I got ready and I was going out, walking out of house to college. The pastor comes in. He says, Stephen, can I talk to you for a few minutes? I said, okay. I thought it could be a general talk. Maybe he would ask me, how are you and what you're doing? What's your plan? So I was ready to say, I'm going to graduate and go to the training center, becoming a police officer. Okay. So he made me sit there and he said, do you have a Bible? Oh. So there my mother was, here is my son, here it is. You know how mothers are. Yeah? Here it is. That was her Bible. And he asked me just one question, me being born in a Christian family, I felt so ashamed that I could not answer the question. He asked me just one question, Stephen, are you saved? I said, maybe, because I went to Sunday school. Teachers taught me about Jesus. I know a few songs and scripture. No. He says, no. That's not salvation. Did you ask Jesus to come into your heart? I said, what is that? Isn't it shameful, me being born in a Christian family, and I do not know how to receive Jesus Christ into my heart? But my mother used to tell me, but I never paid any attention. But when that man of God began to speak into my life, he got my attention. I was trying to give him some excuses, and he says, okay, open Psalm 51. And he made me read the scripture before I was born. My mother conceived me in sin and born in sin. Some something that 51, Psalm 51 talks. And then he says, is that you? Slowly, I could feel the Lord and the Spirit started molding me. And I agreed with that scripture. And then he took me to Romans chapter 3 and 6, explain about salvation. And then he made me read the scriptures. It is not he was reading. He made me read. And then he brought me to John 3:16. And he says, what do you do now? For the first time in my life, tears started coming in my eyes. That was the conviction of the Holy Spirit of my sin. And God began to reveal and open my heart and my eyes after seeing, reading those scriptures. And on the other side, my mother was in tears. That I came very close to the salvation. She was waiting for that moment that he would confess with his mouth and accept him. Yeah. And then pastor asked me, would you like to give your life to Jesus? I said, yes. That was just 3 days before the Christmas 1983. I cried. I said, Lord, I am a sinner. I need you. Come into my heart. Make me your son. And he sealed me that day with his blood. I never turned back. Since 1983, I never turned back to my Lord. And I stayed faithful even till today. And the rest of my mother's story now. I turned and looked at my mother and she was still, you know, the tears were running, the tears of joy. And she came and hugged me. And she said, well done, my son. That was the only thing my mother was looking forward, that I would be saved one day. And that gave a joy. My father came afterwards because he worked for Indian Railways. So he came from the work and she shared the testimony. And my dad was happy. And they both are praying and talking in tongues again. Joy in the house. And now my mother, she became my first spiritual teacher. So after I got born again, a few days later, my mother called me and said, son, receiving Jesus Christ as a personal Lord and Savior is not enough for you to be well-rooted. Then I said, what must I do? Take this Bible. Read every day. Pray. Seek the face of God. Begin to hear the voice of God. Ask God's direction for your life. God is the one who speaks. He will definitely speak into your life. So I began to take my Bible every day, a small, you know, small piece of cloth. So I would take my bicycle, go about 2 to 3 kilometers, we use kilometers in India. You use miles. So that could be about 1.5 mile or close to 2 miles. I would go under the tree, sit there hours together, read the Bible, pray, read the Bible, pray, read the Bible, pray. She would ask me every time, did God speak to you? Did God I don't know how to hear the voice of God. Oh, he will speak to you. We were having a youth meeting in our church. I went to that youth meeting. It was huge. About 300 youths came together. The preacher, he was, under the anointing, he was preaching so powerful, and then all of a sudden there was a silence. He stopped. And he said, I have a word for someone here. The Lord is speaking. I have a word. And he went around looking and two, three times, and then he stared at me and he looked. He fixed his eye to my eyes. And then I said, Lord, now what? He said, stand up. I said, okay. And I was praying, don't ask me to pray because I do not know. I know few things, but I do not know. Please, Lord, do not insult me here among the 200 and 300 young people. Do not insult me, Lord, please. You know, the preacher said, young man, the Lord has a word for you. Only two words. God can speak lengthy words. God can speak two words, right? Take up your bed and walk. Something like that. So the Lord spoke to me. I'm calling you for the ministry. Prepare yourself. That's it. I did not understand. Calling you for the ministry, prepare yourself. Then I said, my mother said, the Lord will speak. And I think she knew all this before. Does any mother can tell me, do you all know this before? And I think if you walk with the Lord Jesus Christ every day in prayer and worship and word, and I believe the Lord speaks to everyone, those who stay close to the Lord and to his heart. And that's what I found out from my mother. And then I came home. Before I came home, the news reached my mother. She was at the door. I came. She says she prepared the plate for me and she was feeding me. How was the youth meeting today? Good. What was the word? See, she's taking assignment from me. What was the word? What did he preach on? Okay, so did God speak to you? I said, yes. God said, I have called you for the ministry. Prepare yourself. So I said, Mama, I want to be a police officer. She said, no, you will never. That's what she said. You will never. That's a kind of discouraging a son. You know, somebody wants to be a police officer and the own mother says, you will never. Then my mother, you know, in Indian style, see, we do like this, like this, like this. So you do not know what is this. I will explain you. Okay. So my mother said, he knows, okay. She said, I know the Lord has called you. The Lord spoke to you today. And she was so happy. So now, whatever I am, it's all because of the grace of God and the love of Jesus Christ and the prayer of my father and mother. So I went to Bible college. I went to Assemblies of God Bible College in India for 4 years. Spoke no English. No, nada. Un poquito, no. No English. And all our Bible college is all the Springfield, Missouri headquarters. All the professors and the teachers coming there and teaching all in English. And I'm sitting there with all my friends. All this English vocabularies and all these words, sanctification, justification, adoption, and all flying above my head. Nothing going here. And now listen to the story. I got disgraced. I want to tell you today, don't be disgraced. If anything God wants to do in your life, sometimes He will make us walk through certain things. Sometimes that may not be easy. That may not be like how you wanted. Because my ways are His ways are different than my ways. His thoughts are different, higher than my thoughts. So I wanted in my way, but God wanted something. I got disgraced. But when I got disgraced, the enemy came back. Enemy came back and said, Stephen, this is not your place. You can quit. You can still become a police officer. Oh, something triggered in my heart. Oh, yeah. I can go back and be a police officer. At the dining table, I shared with my friends. I said, I quit Bible college. I quit. I don't understand anything. Nothing is going in my mind. One of my dear friend, he rebuked me. He said, Stephen. I said, oh, what? You know, Satan is trying to steal your calling and anointing for the great work you have ahead of you. I did not know all of this. They were well-versed in the scripture, in the Lord. I was just a newborn baby in the Bible college. He said, I asked him, what should I do? I don't understand. Let's go to the upper room. Ha ha! How many of you know upper room? Is it in the Bible? Yes. It's in the Bible, in the book of Acts. So we, in our Bible college, we had a prayer room called upper room. And they said, we will take you there. I said, what? Why should I go to the upper room? We will pray. We will lay hand on you. You shall be filled with the Spirit of God. And the Holy Spirit will become your teacher. He said, my friend said, do you know Holy Spirit is your teacher? I said, I don't know. So when you get filled with, He will become your teacher. He will guide you. He will reveal you the truth about Jesus Christ. And I said, I need Him. How can I get Him? Come, let's go. They took me in the prayer room. Four of them, they sat north, south, east, west, laid their hand, and they're speaking in tongues. Labakara lamandere oreala. I'm not understanding anything. I'm just waiting. When is that coming? When Holy Spirit is coming? They said, open your mouth and ask God. I began to open, cry out to God, and I said, Lord, Holy Spirit, I need you. I need you, Lord. I need you as my teacher. If you want me, be here in the Bible college and do your ministry. Come and fill me, teach me, guide me, lead me. Bam! It's like a rushing wind, like in Acts chapter 2. A fire. I got filled with the Holy Spirit. Thank God. Hallelujah. I gave this report to my mother. And she said, thank you for joining our family. Because they speak in tongues. I'm not bragging about Pentecostals speaking in tongues here. But this is what the real experience that happened. You know what? Now I'm going to next level. Yes. The person who is preaching here now in English did not know how to speak English, did not know how to read, understand, and write in 4 years of my theological college. The Holy Spirit became my teacher. He taught me. He helped me read. He helped me understand. He helped me write. He helped me preach. And right after my graduation, I was invited to go and teach in a Bible college, which is in English. See, God knew that I would be going there after 4 years. He said, wait, my son, I will train you here. God's plans are bigger than what you and I are thinking. Then I learned, anything I do, I will just submit to the Lord. I will just submit. If anything too burdened to me, I'm not going to carry. I'm going to ask my Lord, come and help me, Lord. I taught in a Bible school for 5 years. Theology, eschatology, evangelism, Holy Spirit, Pauline epistles. In English. Wow. I would wonder myself, is it me? And then God called me after 5 years to go and establish a church ministry. I think that was for a season God wanted me to learn English and to teach in English the Word of God. And then He called me to the pastoral ministry. I came to a city called Hubli, Karnataka. That is between Mumbai and Bangalore on the west coast of India, southern India. Came and started a church with 5 people under the tree. This is literally true, people. Literally true. Under the tree, 5 people. Among the 5, me and my wife 2, and then we had only 3 people. So I preached the message like I'm preaching here to those 3 people. And there was a family next to us. They were watching us. What these crazy people are doing here? We have never seen church like this under the tree. Because they have everybody has a church buildings. And this is under the tree. And they invited me. They said, we have a place here if you want to use it. And they were Roman Catholics. And they have a nice church building. And they said, all right, we will take it. We went that Sunday. Listen to this. God is good and God is great and God is powerful. The very first Sunday we went there, we were worshiping. My wife was singing. I was in worship. I saw husband, wife, and daughter walked into our service. And I closed my eyes every time I'm worshiping. I closed my eyes and I was worshiping. I felt somebody held my feet and squeezing it. I looked at that same woman. She came to the service first time, Hindu, and she was crawling like a snake. She held my feet. Oh, I said, welcome to Agape Worship Center, where Jesus is present. So it's a psst, no talking. I rebuke you in Jesus' mighty name. Leave her. You know the testimony? For 6 months she did not sleep. She would walk in the night hours. She would just walk out of the house. And she didn't know where she's going and what she's doing. They took her to all the doctors, did all the tests. Doctors could not find anything in her. And finally someone said, go to that crazy man there. He's having a church under the tree. He is out of his mind. So probably you go there, they will pray for you. So they came. That woman was set free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And the following Sunday, her husband came and said, she slept well. She's eating well. She's in right mind. Hallelujah. And what happened? The Roman Catholic family saw that. Seven of them in the family, seven. And they were so afraid. And right after the service, they came, pray for us, pray for us, pray for us, pray for us. I prayed. The following Sunday I go, the church is full. Seven from that family there, and the demon possessed set free that family there, and our five people are there, and then two, three more added into that church. God confirms His word with signs and wonders following for the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ, for His kingdom. The kingdom authority and the power is preach the gospel, because the word of God says the gospel is the power. Gospel is the power. We don't need to go anywhere else. Just gospel is the power. Jesus is the power. Blood is the power. Word is the power. Your faith is the power. Your faith overcometh the world. And God started adding people into our church, and now we are running about 300 people, two services. Morning 8 is our English-speaking service. This crazy man speaks in the English service. And we have a 10 second service in our bilingual. What is it? Kannada. We speak. Not Canada, Kannada. Our language is Kannada. So we have, I'm married to my beautiful wife. It has been 36 years now. We have three boys, and our oldest boy is on a wheelchair, so please keep him in prayer. Pray for him. And the rest, two boys, my second son, he is our worship pastor. He leads worship. And our third son, he is a preacher like me. He preaches. My wife is a worshiper. She sings well. So we all, the whole family serve the Lord. As Joshua said, me and my house shall serve the Lord. We are serving the Lord. And I am the director of Agape Full Gospel Ministries International. Our headquarters, international headquarters, is in Peoria, Illinois. And I oversee 315 pastors across few states in India. See, it began under the tree. That's why Bible says, do not despise your small beginning. Be faithful. And God will bring increase. Now I oversee 315 pastors. We have a Bible school, Agape Bible School. We just last month, we graduated 18 pastors from our Bible school. So through our Bible school, we have graduated about 390 pastors and evangelists. Now they are preaching and establishing churches across. We build churches, not church like this, small churches, you know, like in Africa and other countries, 22 feet wide, 40 feet long. We have built 56 buildings already in villages for our pastors who graduated from our Bible school. Because it is very important for pastors to have a church building. India is a religious country. You know, because they go from temple to temple. Because if they don't see anything, you know, the structure, they don't think it is a church. So they need, you know, some place where they can come and worship. And all these converts are from Hindus. And all our Bible school students are from Hindu. They come, we train them, it's all free. If anybody wants to join our Bible college, it's all free. You can stay free, eat free, graduate, and come back to Florence, Alabama and preach. It's free. And then we give motorcycles to our pastors, motorcycles. Not Harley Davidson. Anybody has a Harley Davidson here in this church? not Harley Davidson. It is not a joyride. It is a small Honda, Suzuki, and Yamaha for a pastor and his wife and two little kids. They go. It is an evangelism tool we give them, that they can go from village to village, preach the gospel, and come back home safe. So all the whole family goes on that. I know it is illegal in the U.S., but in India it is legal. So husband, wife, two kids, aye, bye, go. We have given about 78 to 80 motorcycles already to our pastors. And then we do clean water well to provide clean water for the village communities. So we have done about 135 wells in the villages just to provide clean water so that they can be healthy, because kids get affected so much, so that they can come to our church. Where our church's well is, they can come and take the water and they can be healthy. Hallelujah. Yeah, this is what we do. And I'm here, I'm traveling, preaching. I'm going different states, preaching. And thank Pastor Eddie for opening. I never knew this. I came like a heathen without a Bible. Don't condemn me. But the words has to be here. The word of God has to be here in the heart. In the beginning was the word, and word was with God, and the word was God, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. And that living word. And in book of Revelation, his name is called the Word of God. It's a life-giving word, life-transforming word. It speaks to you, it cuts, and it heals. Yes. Amen. Thank you all. God bless you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to come and share with you. This is our vision. So please continue to pray for us. Pray for me, my wife, my three boys, and my second son just got married 6 months ago. My daughter-in-law is beautiful. She's also in the ministry, so we all are serving the Lord. And I want to invite you all. I know Pastor Eddie told me once that long back he went to India. So anybody wants to go, visit us, come visit us and see what we are doing. Be a part of the ministry. God bless you. Thank you. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Let's stand. And Pastor Stephen, if you would be willing to pray for people, what we'll do is we'll pray and dismiss, and we'll just let you be up here. If any of you would like for him to pray with you, then we invite you to come. If you guys could put some music on or be playing some music, however you want to do that. But let's just be in agreement right now. And before I pray, once again, we want to bless him really well. You pray about what the Lord wants you to sow. Just put special offering. We'll make sure it gets him. You can make the checks out to Grace House, and we'll make sure that he gets that. And we want to bless him as well. Holy Spirit, have your way now. Thank you for this special occasion that you have brought to us tonight through Pastor Stephen. Thank you for stirring our heart through his words of testimony. You're such an awesome God. And we thank you that with you all things are possible. And Lord, as hands are laid on people, may heaven's power find a resting place in hearts here tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. You feel free to linger as long as you like. And if you would, just come up and we'll form a line and we'll let him just kind of work its way down. Anybody that wants prayer, just line up across the front here. And you're feel free to be dismissed as well. Pastor Stephen will also be at Mark and Melody's this coming Saturday night. Sandra just told me.
Your